Discourse number 13. November 14, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou majestic presence, infinite creator of all there is, the great I am, visible and invisible, manifest and unmanifest. We rejoice in thy great and mighty presence, that thou hast made us aware of thy limitless power, thy infinite intelligence, thy eternal youth and beauty. We give praise and thanks that we have become so aware of thy great opulence, thy great abundance, that we feel it like a mighty river in our hands and youth. Thou mighty, endless source, thou ceaseless stream, thou hast made us aware that I am the mighty power of precipitation. We bow before thee in adoration and full acceptance of thy mighty presence and power. I bring you greetings from the great host, and the great light of the illumined ones is growing rapidly stronger. The Discourse. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the energy you use in every action. I am the light illumining every cell of your being. I am the intelligence, the wisdom directing your every effort. I am the substance omnipresent without limit, which you may use and bring into form without any limit. I am thy strength, thy perfect understanding. I am thy ability to apply it constantly. I am the truth that gives you now perfect freedom. I am the open doorway into the light of God that never fails. I give praise. I have entered into this light fully, using that perfect understanding. I am thy sight that sees all things visible and invisible. I am thy hearing, listening to the bells of freedom, which I have now. I am thy ability, sensing the most ravishing fragrance at will. I am the completeness of all perfection you ever wish to manifest. I am the full understanding, power, and use of all this perfection. I am the full revelation and use of all the powers of my being, which I am. I am the love, the mighty motive power, back of all action. I wish to give the most kindly warning to the students under this radiation, to watch every feeling, that at no time anyone accept a feeling of jealousy at the progress of another. Each student must always remember that he has no concern whatsoever with the other students except to know that I am the God presence there in action. For one student to wonder and question in his own mind about the progress of another is most retarding, and it is never admissible. Each student must understand that his only concern is the harmonizing, quickening, and expansion of his own mind and world. The sooner students understand that the one imperative demand of the great law of their being is harmony of the mind and feelings, the quicker will perfection manifest. Without this being maintained, they cannot go beyond a certain state of progress. As soon as the students realize this and begin to use the I Am presence, commanding the harmony and silence of the outer activity, they will find that they can see, feel, and be the perfection which they so much desire. When students and friends have a deep, sincere love for each other, which is not inquisitiveness, that love is the greatest blessing and uplifting power. Here is one criterion by which a student may gauge himself at all times, determining what is the power acting. If one feels critical, inquisitive, or out of harmony toward a person, place, condition, or thing, It is a sure signal that the outer self is acting, and the right attitude is to correct it immediately. Everyone, especially students, must realize that they have only one thing to do, and that is to feel, see, and be perfection in their own worlds. This is so very important, is the reason I am stressing it so much at this time, because as students begin to experience unusual manifestation through their efforts, there is always that suggestion at first which will say to the individual, I am able to use the law better than the other person. This, you know without my saying it, is a mistake. One cannot long use the statement, I am, even intellectually, until he begins to feel a deeper and deeper conviction that I am all things. Think often what these two marvelous words mean, and always couple with the use of these two words the statement that when I say I am setting in motion the limitless power of God in whatever I couple the expression I am with. In the scriptural statement, before Abraham was I am, Abraham represents the outer expression of life, and I am represents the principle of life which was expressing through Abraham. Thus, there was the perfection of life before any manifestation ever occurred, and thus is life without beginning and without end. My beloved students, my heart rejoices exceedingly in the nearness with which some of you are feeling the conviction of this majestic presence, I am, which you are. Do your utmost to feel calmly, serenely, and if you cannot see it otherwise, shut your eyes and see perfection everywhere. More and more there will come to you proof of the marvelous presence of this truth. You will hear, feel, see, and experience that marvel of all marvels, which as children you have lived in, miracles performed. There have been written for your benefit descriptions and explanations of the use of this mighty I Am presence. You who hold fast to the truth will come into the threefold action, seeing, hearing, and experiencing these so-called miracles. Miracles until you understand their operation, and then majestic simple truths which you may forever apply when once understood. With all my centuries of experience, I cannot help but say to you as encouragement that my heart leaps with joy at the nearness with which some of you are grasping the scepter of dominion. Go forward, my brave ones. Do not hesitate. Grasp your scepter of dominion. Raise it, for I am the scepter, the quenchless flame, the dazzling light, the perfection which you once knew. Come, let me hold you in my strong embrace, that where there have been so long two, there will only be one, I am. I am, the knower, the doer, the perfection, expressed now. I again speak to the individuals wanting so much to have their problems solved. There is only one presence in the universe that can or ever does solve any problem, and that is the I Am presence, everywhere present. Beloved ones, let me say in all kindness, there is no use just seeking to have a problem solved, because where one was, a dozen may appear. But when you know the perfect attitude is to enter into the I Am presence, knowing it is the unquestionable solver of every problem, you will, as surely as I am telling you, cause all problems to disappear. For where you live constantly, calmly, and with sufficient determination in the I Am presence, instead of having many appear where one has been solved, you will have entered into the state where there are none. I command the power in these words today to carry to everyone who hears or reads them the true conviction and understanding back of them. For the brain, I am the quickening of the cells of this, my or your, brain structure, causing it to expand and receive the intelligent direction of the mighty inner presence. You must know that you have the power, through the I Am presence, to consciously qualify your thought in whatever way you will. There is not to say what you shall do, for you are a free being of free will. If you could be conscious of every thought that passed through your mind for 6 weeks and keep it qualified with perfection, you would see the most amazing results. Say often, I am the master within, governing and controlling all my thought processes in full Christ perfection as I wish them to be. Blessing and holding others in the light. When you bless others or visualize them in the light, there is a double activity of the quality you send out. In doing this, there is a certain amount of protection that is the automatic result, but the thought and quality in the light and blessing registers principally within one's own consciousness and at the same time intensifies that quality in the one to whom it is sent. Take the eternal stand that I am what I want to be. You must use the I Am presence consciously always. Rarely, even among students, have they realized deeply what the I Am presence meant. Only occasionally has any real comprehension of the I Am come forth, except in the retreats of the Ascended Masters. Jesus was the first to stress it to the outer world. I urge you earnestly, do not give any consideration to the element of time. Manifestation must come instantly when you give the I Am presence freedom enough. Go on, apply, know, and let the I Am presence take care of the element of time. When you make a declaration of truth and stick to it, you must receive. The outer has no power of itself at all. Its duty is simply to know that the I Am presence is acting. Sometimes, without being aware of it, the outer self is looking for the time of manifestation. I can convey to you the conviction and the feeling that when you command as the I Am presence, Almighty God moves into action. Remember at all times that when you are dealing with personalities, you are dealing with the outer human creation, and you have all right and power to command its silence and obedience, whether it is in your own outer self or someone's else. If you will count 10 before you speak, you can control all sudden impulse, and back of this is a mighty law which can help the student immensely. When there is a sudden impulse, there is a release or rushing forward of accumulated energy. If there be anger, then the energy is instantly qualified with it, or with destruction of some kind. The power of self-control would say, only God's perfection goes forth. This will handle any condition of uncontrolled impulses with which the individual is contending. When the student has already let something go forth that is undesirable, then the thing to do is to consciously consume it, instantly. The constant use of God bless this, directed to inanimate things, brings amazing accomplishment. The easy way to see and feel perfection is to qualify every thought and feeling going forth with perfection. When an impulse comes to do anything, instantly qualify it with perfection. Story of the engine in a small town. The whistle is the warning. The I Am is the control of the engine. The ordinary human being would not think of running over children and killing them. Yet, he releases wrongly qualified energy and thought, feeling, and words that kill the higher impulses in others. If your personality is not controlled and governed, it has the same qualities as all other outer selves or personalities. But your I Am presence is the perfect control of it. There is nothing more tragic in the world than for one person to hold the thought of limitation over another human being. A thought of imperfection driven at a sensitive person sometimes limits that one for years, and many times the results are very tragic. We must all give everyone his complete freedom mentally. If you speak of freedom for yourself, be sure and give it first to everyone else. When there is a condition in another that you wish to help, use the following: I am the perfect manifestation there. The principle within both energy and substance is the same. Substance holds energy within it naturally. The heart center of substance is intelligent action. Vibration in its natural state is pure, always. Vibration is energy in action and must be qualified. The pulsation in all substance is the breath of God acting. Think when breathing, I am the perfect energy of every breath I breathe. I am the pure atmosphere of my world. Form the habit of constantly qualifying your world with perfection. The old habit of thinking imperfection has filled your world in the past. Now the important thing is to be self-conscious that you are filling your world with perfection all the time. Stand on your feet the first thing in the morning and say with feeling, I am the presence filling my world with perfection this day. Do not be concerned about personalities. To take the stand, I am perfection, acting through any official, would impel the I am power and action there. The first thing in the morning, say, I qualify everything in my world this day with perfection, because I am perfection. I qualify this mind and body with absolute perfection and refuse acceptance of anything else. I am the miracle, and I am the presence compelling its manifestation through divine love, wisdom, and power. When individuals come and ask about certain use of the law, always preface your statement with, you are an individual of free will, but this is the way I feel about it. What is required for the expansion of the light of one person may be entirely different from that for someone else. You cannot expand so long as you have an opinion about anyone else. It is stifling to your own progress. There is a time comes with everyone when he must stand up and face himself, his outer creation. Then say this, whatever there is of imperfection left in me has to get out. Your constructive desire is God in action doing the thing. Your desire holds the power or energy of the I am through the attention on the thing you desire to do. I am the full revelation and the perfect application for precipitating what I desire. And I do know what is the perfect thing to do in the outer self while precipitating. Say often, I am the precipitating presence of this thing. Do not be anxious. Just know it with calm certainty. When you are conscious of the I am acting, you know it is moving forward. Do not let in the sense of disappointment. Rather say, I am the perfect harmony of my thought, feeling, and action. Benediction. Out of thy pure essence, we receive now and forever thy strength, thy wisdom, thy understanding application of thy great and marvelous laws, that we may produce and maintain thy perfection in each life, mind, body, home, and world. Notes. In a recent newsreel, there have been pictured certain chemical activities and how to use this chemical action upon flowers to qualify them with the desired fragrance. Instead of raising them in the earth, they are growing them in water with excelsior over the top. This shows how near the chemists and scientists are coming to bringing things forth direct from the universal. This shows the inner activity coming into conscious, definite use, or the activity held in consciously directed rays. I am the only acting presence in this deal. I am the intelligent activity in their minds. I am the protection in myself and my property. I am the intelligence and presence acting everywhere. I am the visible opulence I desire. I am the presence producing abundance wherever I choose to use it.